Hello, everyone, and welcome to Moving to Orlando. I'm your host, Sean Falk, and today we are going to be talking about where we, as realtors and producer possibly, would move in the Orlando area if we had our choices. But I do want to introduce you to everyone else that's here today. We have realtor Danielle George.
Hello.
Realtor Ruben Colon.
Hi there.
And our producer in the back for today is Craig Williams.
Ahoy, ahoy.
All right, so now we got that cleared up. I do want to point out, if you like what you're hearing and you decide you want to move to any of these places, we'll make it a little competition. If you want to move to my location, feel free to reach out to me or Ruben or Danielle, but don't reach out to Craig because he's not licensed. Okay. He can't help. So you can head to movingtoorlando.com and fill out our contact us form, and it'll get you to one of our great realtors, and we'll be able to help you. So we'll dive right in. Spoiler alert, did just buy a house, so this was an easy choice for me. We're filming in February of 2022. I closed December of 2021 on a house in Windermere. Technically, the address is Orlando, but it's just above Magic Kingdom. I'm so close to Magic Kingdom, I can hear the fireworks. My dogs can hear the fireworks, and that wasn't really in the equation at the beginning when I picked the house. For my location, that's where I would go. Ruben, how about you?
My location, shocker, because I have talked about this in almost every single video we've done, but I was pretty much raised in Claremont. So, of course, I had to pick Claremont as the location I would live. Actually, speaking of which, just like Sean, I went under contract for my house. That's located in Claremont. It's a new build. It's going to be over in the Waterbrook community. It's supposed to be completed in May. Middle of May is what they're telling us right now. So I absolutely love Claremont. For me, it's all about the hills, the personality that Claremont offers, something that, you know, Windermere doesn't offer.
Yeah. Fair.
But yeah, it's just about the personality that Claremont offers. It's about being away from the Disney bubble while still being able to get there within like 40, 50 minutes, get to the parks, and I can still feel like I'm, you know, in an area where I don't have to worry about traffic and my dog's freaking out about the fireworks.
Yeah. So where Waterbrook is that going to be like that's the east side of Claremont more so, like – if you're looking at a map, there's like Highway 27 and then you got Highway 50 kind of and the 417, like where for so people know when you're talking 40, 50 minutes, like Claremont's big. So yeah.
So where my exact neighborhood is located, I'm probably closer to about 35, 40 minutes because I am farther east on Highway 50 towards the turnpike. I'm going towards the turnpike a little bit more. If you go that direction on 50, you can take some back roads, like taking Avalon and a couple other back roads to get you to the parks. Disney Springs will probably take me about 35 minutes to get to, 35, 40 minutes to get to.
Okay.
So it's basically, yeah, so I would say it's towards the east. Claremont is huge. And when I say dream location Claremont, I mean North Claremont. I don't include South Claremont. And there's nothing wrong with South Claremont. It's just that kind of goes more into the Davenport, Haines City kind of feel. And I've lived in that area and I wasn't a huge fan of it. Not anything against it. I just prefer being in Claremont. So
yeah, I know it's going to be a lot greener and a lot more, I don't want to say rural, but more of like town feeling. Whereas like once you get to that southern part of Claremont, like which is just, I mean, for Claremont, it's like this that whole strip going up Highway 27 all the way till you get to 192. So it's a long drive, and there's not a lot in South Claremont that's developed yet. Like there's not, like, every time I drive through there, I'm like, there's that one Publix, and like that's it. So
it's not even fair for South Claremont. They basically should rename like that Kegan Crossings, like that section, like that should just be Four Corners and leave it at that and let South Claremont end at like Lake Louisa area. But yeah, it's a big freaking place. And if you don't have close access to the turnpike, then you're dealing with 27. And then like Ruben pointed out, which you shouldn't, like roads like Avalon that really help you get places very quickly. But I mean,
yeah, I guess maybe you have I to should
give, don't give away the secrets.
Let's cut that out.
Yeah, no, but it is very, I mean, we get people a lot that are like, oh, Claremont, like, Claremont seems like an up and coming place. Claremont's an up, it came. Like, it's done. So like, it's not done, but it's up there. So now the up, if you want to talk up and coming place, you're talking like Groveland. We got a little, go a little further out now for the up and coming. And then of course there's other areas like going towards Lakeland, and there's a lot of construction starting like near the airport, like to the northeast of the Orlando airport. But yeah, Claremont, we always hear like, oh, that place is, you know, it's up and coming or whatever. And I'm like, I think you missed the boat. Like if you were looking for the getting on the ground floor, you missed it.
Yeah. So I think it's because also like the new builds, they think, oh, Claremont, it's really just like one section of Claremont, which I've noticed. It's that east of Highway 27. There's just so many areas right behind that Publix that they're developing where like Dreamfinders is, where I've just noticed that's where all the new builds are. They're running out of space to develop.
Yeah. Heading towards like John's Lake, that kind of thing. And that's like the very top of like Winter Garden. You're getting to like Oakland area, which actually Oakland has a really big bike trail. Like it's like one of the biggest ones in the country or possibly in the world. I'm not sure. But I know it's one of the biggest in the country for sure. So do you know, Craig?
Well, so the West Orange Trail is that it's that portion specifically, but basically, the idea is one day they want it to be completely coast-to-coast going from all the way from Tampa, St. Pete, all the way up to, I believe, Daytona Beach. Wow. And it's not completely connected because I know once you get around Lake Mineola, that path kind of ends at that point. But if you start off in that area in Oakland or Winter Garden at that way, you can basically bike all the way to Lake Mineola or then all the way up to Apopka. And it's an awesome, awesome bike trail.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, most of our people for Claremont, they love that outdoorsy kind of feel. They usually like the green rolling hills, like Ruben was saying, and all that. So Claremont, I mean, it's a great choice. Excellent. I mean, definitely Ruben's up there all the time, selling and building and living. And all, at this point, he'll move there. Thriving in Claremont. So, but there's a lot to do. So highly recommend it. So Danielle, how about you?
Yeah. So spoiler, I did not just buy a house. I am just renting right now. But I would choose Celebration. It is a very established area. There's no new construction really happening out there except Island Village.
Yeah.
But I just love the downtown area. I love how close to everything I can get. I can jump on the 419, I-4, 192. I can get anywhere I really want to go within 30, 40 minutes. It doesn't have, you know, hills or anything, but I will say it has a lot of personality. I'll take that from Ruben. That Claremont just doesn't have. It doesn't have that charm. You're so close to Disney, you can just be there in like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So I just love the small shops there. We have our own Publix, and yeah, it's not very touristy.
Yeah, no, it is definitely not. It's weirdly touristy and not touristy at the same time, because there's a lot of people in Claremont. You know, you get towards like the holiday season and like you get a lot of people. I mean, even for me, my previous house was in Kissimmee off Poinciana and 192. And if my family was coming into town, they're like, oh, we want to do Christmassy stuff. And I'm like, let's go over to Celebration. And so we'll just kind of like wreak havoc on their neighborhood, you know, and just kind of run around. Like, that's what you see is like people buying stuff for Halloween, like pumpkins and all this stuff. And then you see Christmas stuff. So definitely there is a bit of that there, depending if you want to live in that downtown area, that's really going to hit hard there. And I have a family right now who's looking to buy, and they want to be like as close to the downtown area as possible, and they want a big house and they want a pool and all this kind of stuff, which they have the budget for it. But that if you're wanting a pool in Celebration, you're starting at like 1.1, 1.2 million is going to be your base level. And that's usually going to require some refurbishment for sure. So the homes do tend to be a little dated for the most part. Celebration was really started in the 90s. And so a lot of people who bought at that time frame, they were the who's who of purchasing, and they wanted to be near Disney and all that. But a lot of times they were in their 30s, 40s, 50s. And now those people are in their 70s, an 80s or late 60s. And I guess at some point for people, they're just like, why decorate again? You know, I'm not going to do a remodel on this house again because there's no point. So especially because about the time you would have remodeled would have been around the time that the 2008 housing crisis was happening and all that. So I know even from my family's experience, like once that hit, it just hit. It hit a lot of 401ks. It hit a lot of retirement funds. It hit a lot of all that. So those remodels didn't happen. And so a lot of those homes tend to be still straight out of the 90s. And there's some work that has to go in it if you want to live there.
The interior, yes. But I think the exterior, it gives a lot of personality to a home. That's something that you typically are not going to change in a remodel, which I think it's just that charm of living in Celebration with those type of houses.
No, I agree completely. You know, if you're looking for something with a little bit more personality too, in terms of the exterior structure of the house, you want that kind of that feel, I definitely recommend Celebration. I think the biggest thing to be aware of before you purchase Celebration, one of the biggest things, you know, the HOA fees are a little bit higher there compared to some of the other areas. Now, single family's better. But if you go the townhome or condo route, you can see some pretty high fees. So I do recommend that if you plan on going for Celebration, just bite the bullet, just go for a single family. I know you might say, oh, wow, this is like $400,000 to $600,000 more money out of pocket. But, you know, when you look at the monthly fees that you're going to be paying, if you go for that condo or that townhome in that community, you're going to realize that, hey, I can get a nicer home and pay the same exact amount monthly. So,
oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's so if you are, and it is the HOA is strict. If you're like, if you have a single family home, the HOA is strict, but it's not expensive. So like that's the difference, I think, with Celebration versus the perception where people will be like, oh, Celebration is just, it's too much as far as the HOA. The HOA for all collectively of Celebration is like $245 a quarter. So you're a little less than $100 a month. Now, if you're going to get in a condo or a townhome building, there's going to have to be condo fees and, you know, more fees in order to maintain the building. But if you're at a single family home, that's your thing. I mean, you're at about $100 a month, which is much lower than most places are going to be, especially for what you're getting. But it's the strictness of the HOA that gets people, where they're like, oh, I can only have this many plants in my front yard. Oh, I can't decorate the way I want to decorate necessarily. I had somebody who her dream was to live in Celebration, and she bought this, like, I think it was 18 feet, it might have been a 12 foot, I can't remember, skeleton to go in the front yard for Halloween decorations. And I was like, one of these dreams is going to have to go. I don't know which one. Like, you're going to have to weigh out your dreams here, because I get you really like the skeleton, but like, Celebration is not going to let you put like a 12 foot tall bony skeleton in the front yard to stand tall as the house, almost, you know, as a whole story up. So it's not going to happen. So that one, they can be pretty strict. But actually, there's a townhome community there called Sienna Park, the building is Sienna Park, and that tends to be the one I've seen in townhomes that have the best HOA, because it's the $245 per quarter, and then it's about $250 a month, which isn't bad for a townhome, because they're maintaining your roof, they're maintaining your the exterior of the building, and then they're also, they have their own community pool that's just for that building. There's most of the community pools in Celebration anyone can use, but there's one or two of them that are just like Spring Lake is only for Spring Lake. Like they get that, which Spring Lake's kind of in the back. I don't think people in the front would go over there anyway. So like, it's not a big deal, but Spring Lake's great if you want to go there. And then with mine, I chose Windermere. Honestly, I didn't really pick the area. I just picked the house. I wasn't planning on buying a home. I knew eventually I wanted to get another house, but I had seen a different home with some buyers, and I loved it. And they decided they didn't want to put an offer in. And I was like, oof, like – I may have to put an offer in on that house. Like, I think it would be a really good option. And it was everything I personally wanted in a house, except it didn't have a pool. And I really, really wanted a pool. It did have the room to build a pool. It had the ability. There was no issue with building it. I just weighed out my options and I was like, okay, for, because I think the house was around $550 maybe. And I was like, it's going to cost me $100,000 and it's going to cost me time, like 18 months of my time between consultation, the build, getting it all done for I'm ready to use my pool. And ultimately, I'm like, you know what? I better find something with a pool that already has one there. And that got me back in the search to find something. And it made me realize, hey, like, if you really want a pool, like, it will cost you less money to buy a house with a pool and do the remodels you want to do on the inside, because $100,000 goes a long way into a remodel inside a house. And so that's what I decided to do. Not that my house necessarily needs a remodel, but there's stuff I just cosmetically want to do for my home. But my HOA is not bad. I think it's about $160 a month. And they do maintain the front yard, at least. They don't, not the back. But everybody has a fence. They have the same fence. The only frustration is there's this tree in my front yard that blocks my view of the fireworks. I have a clear view from my balcony of the fireworks, but there's this tree and everyone has the same tree and it's the HOA's tree. So like I have to kind of I'm going to ask the HOA about at least trimming it so I can see a bit better. But yeah, it's that one's going to be tough. But actually the neighborhood I'm in, it's off Reams Road, which is going to be towards the very southern part of Windermere, going towards Magic Kingdom. And that area, for sure, it can get pretty congested in the mornings with people going to work at Disney, congested in the evening with people going home. And there's about three or four roundabouts in Windermere that are like right in the center. I have a different set of roundabouts by me, but downtown Windermere has another set of roundabouts. And that place, my God, like it, people complain about I-4, and I don't really have that big of a problem with I-4, but I have a really big problem with those couple of roundabouts, because it is just everybody coming home from ballet and equestrian stuff, like whatever expensive stuff everybody in the area has got their kids in. It's just people coming home from work or wherever they're going. I don't know where they're coming from, but or why it's so difficult for people to use the roundabout quickly. It's a struggle
there. I think it's because the lane, I know exactly what roundabout you're talking about. The lane like disappears as one section's trying to get in. And I almost got into a wreck over there because I was like, I is it my turn? I don't know. Like people were just speeding through and the lane disappears. And if it's like nighttime, you can't see.
Oh yeah. I think it's just very, not very commonplace in America to have roundabouts in general. And I know the first time I saw it, I was like, I don't know what I'm about to do here. So, and there's like three or four of them in a row there. So that's a little tough. That's really my only complaint with Windermere though. I like the location. I didn't think I had a lot of good food options at first. And then I've kind of realized, I'm like, hey, I actually have a lot of, I don't have as many chain things, but I do have, I've got a Hawaiian place like near me. I got a poke place and a couple of things I'm still trying out, but there's some good choices.
Nothing's open late though.
No, nothing's.
That's
open. My God.
It's like 10 p.m. Everything.
But my Taco Bell closes at 10 p.m. I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, Taco Bell, like, should we have it until like 3 o'clock? Like, what do you mean? I'm used to living in the touristy area. So yeah. I was very frustrated with that.
Yeah. That nice place with your, where you were describing where you're at is you not only have access to pretty quick access to get to Windermere itself, downtown Windermere, but you're also very close to Hamlin, and then you're also close to Summerport. Like, it's a really big sweet spot area.
And you're in Summerport, right?
I am technically in, I mean, like I'm adjacent, in Horizon West. Yeah, exactly. I've given away my direct location before, and people have commented on me like, oh, we saw you walking your dogs out. So I'm going to start like cutting back on the amount of times I say exactly where I live. But I am in Horizon West Summerport, when technically postal code Winter Garden area. And, you know, it had a lot of promise at first, and then nothing was getting built. Like, we got our Publix and Walmart and all the buildings set up in place, but nothing was happening. And now they're finally starting to pick up steam. But need more gas stations.
Yeah, oh my God, we
basically have one gas station at Walmart, and it is maintained like a Walmart gas pump would be. So it is sometimes very unreliable. And beyond that, we have to drive a little bit further up or down the roads to actually fill up. But, you know, we just had a brewery open up very, very recently in Hamlin that has now added a lot of life to it. Ford's Garage recently opened. Mm-hmm. They're finally going to put a whole like restaurant and section down by one of the lakes to make it a really cool chill out spot in Hamlin. So it's just very hard because a lot of people want to move there for obvious reasons. It's very attractive.
Is that still an area you would have picked? Like right now, if you were now doing this, would you still make the same choice?
Yeah. So kind of what you mentioned with townhomes and the wish of just having more money to get a single family home. When I got my house, the bank that I worked with was not including the HOA fee with what my loan could be. So ultimately with that, I was able to afford a townhome, but they wouldn't give me enough for a single family home. But then to come to find out when I'm paying $300 a month for my HOA that if I could have just had that included in the overall budget, which I'm spending anyways, I could have afforded a single family home in my neighborhood and I would be a lot happy because now because of the prices, I'm stuck in a townhouse with just hopes and dreams of being in my neighborhood one day in an actual single family home.
Right.
Since we've outgrown our townhouse, but I would absolutely live in that area. My specific neighborhood has been there for 15 years now, maybe a little bit more. And so because of that, all the trees are actually grown up and it's very green and it's really nice for that. Whereas a lot of the new neighborhoods in Horizon West that have popped up, they are relatively new in the last 5 years. So you go there and the sun hits every portion of every building and place around because there's no green yet, but it'll take time. So, but yeah, I would move there again in a heartbeat.
Yeah, no, I think Horizon West overall is really great. When I first started doing real estate, that was like the first time I went to Independence, and I didn't care for it that much. But like overall, Horizon West has really grown on me, especially the new builds. We sell a lot with, you know, Dreamfinders. I sold the model at the Toll Brothers Lakeshore community, actually. So that's a really good community. Encore Ovation is nearby with MI. That's kind of towards the southern end of it. They're a mess. I wouldn't buy there. But I wouldn't build there, at least. The homes are fine. Just I wouldn't build there. I've had some bad run-ins there. But the rest of Horizon West really is a great area. I still would call it up and coming just because there are more pre-planned opportunities to buy in Horizon West.
Yeah. And it's starting to extend so much further down, getting closer to I-4, that it's like that is all still being developed. And it is still part of it. And you still have amazingly close access to Disney. And now you'll have access to I-4. Mm-hmm. And you're still close enough to get onto 429 that you can get anywhere you want to go quickly. But it's starting to go so far down that it's hard to like call like the bottom of Horizon West equal to being right directly in Hamlin or that area. But I mean,
it's just Horizon South at this point. Like they need to make it their own thing. Yeah, so that's if you are looking to move to any of these areas, if you want to move to Claremont, Ruben's a great resource, and Danielle's a great resource for Celebration. We all know all the areas, so anywhere you want to go, we can pretty much we can get you started at least. And if you do want to get started, feel free to contact admin at movingtoorlando.com, or you can use the movingtoorlando.com contact us form, or you can call us, and Danielle's going to give that number because I don't know it.
Yes, it is toll-free 855-650-MOVE. It is 855-650-6683.
Awesome. So we look forward to having you here, and we'll see what area you pick, and we'll make sure it's a good one.